It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. You get a whole bunch of options, slots, blackjack, roulette, you name it. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN and play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for the first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN, gives you risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape, and it means it's time for Ross Tucker to join us. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
Jim, I'm doing well. I am fired up to chat with you as always. You know how much I love doing these shows with you. I love Tucker's Tape, so let's dive in.
All right. Last week, we are doing your position evaluations. Last week, we did the offensive line. Now we go to the other side of the ball. It's the defensive line. Starting with the overview, this is a group that has lost two starters to the NFL draft. They also lost their coach to the NFL. So now it's John Scott Jr., who comes in fairly late with some big shoes to fill, Ross, right?
He really does. Sean Spencer was an absolutely excellent defensive line coach. I think one of the top five in the country. There's a reason why he got the job with the New York Giants. And you know, that's what happens, right? You start to get a reputation for yourself. People start to hear about the type of coach you are. Word spreads. They got a lot of production, a lot of guys going to the NFL, the Zettles and Austin Johnson. I mean, every year there was Penn State D lineman going to the NFL. And so that's a big step up for John Scott Jr. to have to try to fill the shoes of Sean Spencer. So there are some similarities, I would say, between the offensive line and defensive line. The similarities would be, number one, they both have new coaches, which is significant. You know, I mean, the D linemen, Jim, and the offensive linemen, they had really worked to perfect the skills that they were being taught by Matt Limegrover as well as Sean Spencer over the last few years. And now with new coaches, a lot of times they'll be learning some new techniques. And so the question is, does it slow their development at all, especially when you're talking about a Penn State defensive line that has still a lot of young players? You know, you're talking about guys that they've played some, Jason Awe, Adisa Isaac, but they're not guys that have a ton of experience. So Penn State is hoping and frankly really needs those young players. PJ Mustafa is another one. To take a big step this year, do they take that big step without Spencer? Or who knows? You know, maybe having a new coach in there is good for them, and maybe that it actually makes them better in some way. I don't know. That's a major, major question mark. Unlike the offensive line, which lost one player who was an average player in Steven Gonzalez, the defensive line lost their best two players. I mean, they lost Etor Gross-Matos, Robert Windsor, their best D-end, their best D-tackle, significant losses. But that doesn't mean they can't be good, Jim. I mean, what's the conversation we had last week about the offensive line? where they had lost two NFL players after the 2018 season in Connor McGovern and Ryan Bates, their two best players on the O-line. Guess what? Last year was the best D-line Penn State had in the Franklin era, our best O-line Penn State had in the Franklin era. So maybe this year is the same on the D-line, that they lose two pros, but somehow they're better.
That could happen. Sometimes a new set of eyes, a new voice can help you out. Let's look at the position specifically. Let's start from the inside out. Defensive tackle is a position we've talked about for years on this show, that the elite teams have been getting the elite players at defensive tackle because there just are only, there's a finite number of those type of players. What do you see among the tackles that are coming up here? Have they improved the talent at defensive tackle in the last couple of years?
I think that they have, and I think that they probably have more overall depth than they've had at that position in a while. You know, let's start with Antonio Shelton, right? And what's interesting about him is we always do the series, Jim, where I break down every prospect. He was ranked pretty low. I mean, he was like a late take in the Penn State recruiting class his year. He was an Ohio kid that Ohio State didn't even offer a scholarship to. And he's gone on to become a very solid, very good player. Almost reminds me of Robert Windsor in that regard. I had Windsor ranked low. I had Shelton ranked low. They both have gone on to be very solid players. And so Shelton's the veteran leader of the inside guys. And he might not be a big-time playmaker or a high draft pick, but he's very, very solid. I'm excited to see PJ Mustipher. I think he is one of three guys on the D-line in general that really has the chance to take that next step, right? Freshman year, played a little bit. Last year, played a lot. Now he's the guy, true junior, has the physical ability. Very, very excited to see what Mustipher can do. After that, then, you've got Fred Hansard, who has played a decent amount of football for them, kind of a known commodity. He's been up and down. I would almost describe him as the C.J. Thorpe of the D-line, if that makes sense, where he's had some good moments, but he's had some not-so-good moments as well. They need more consistency there. You know, you hear some good things about Judge Culpepper. What they really need is they got Mustipher and Shelton, and we kind of know what Hansard is. They need somebody out of Culpepper, Beeman, Ellis, Hawkins, Darkwa to really step up and not only give them a fourth D tackle, but I'd like to hope one of those guys or think one of those guys could step up and be a better number three D tackle than Fred Hansard. So that's really what they're looking for. It sounds like when you hear the coaches talk that Judge Culpepper is a pretty solid player and that he'll have a chance to play. You know, I can tell you this. I have talked to some people, you know, around the program that have told me to keep an eye on Hakeem Beeman. You know, multiple people have said, I'm telling you, Ross, Hakeem Beeman. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not he can be that guy. I think he really opened some eyes on the scout team last year. So he's a guy to keep an eye on. I am hoping that even though he'll just be a redshirt freshman, that he has a chance to make an impact.
Well, and I think another indicator of the depth, Ross, may be, you know, Damon Barber went into the transfer portal this past week, and he's a fourth-year guy there, was listed as third team. That's probably significant. It signifies that some of the younger guys have moved ahead of him, and to your point, perhaps some of these younger guys have impressed. Let's now go out to the defensive end portion of this, and you lose a guy like Etor Gross-Matos, an early second-round pick. Obviously, you're losing a lot of talent, but is there a guy among this group who could kind of pick up the mantle of where Matos left off?
Well, I think there is. And in fact, they have three guys that pretty clearly have a chance to have really nice years. You've got the fifth-year senior in Shaka Toney, sort of a known commodity, probably would have been drafted if he had left school early, but I think it would have been late. I think he probably made the right decision to come back and try to have a really big year and try to get drafted higher. So we kind of know what Shaka Toney is. You know, he's a guy that has never really, you know, he's had those games where it's like he has three or four sacks, but it doesn't seem like he's as consistent as perhaps he could be. But he has double-digit sack potential, and I'd love to see him get there. The only thing is he's going to be a focus of defenses now, or offensive line, now that Etor Gross-Matos is gone. The next two guys, though, that you really need to feel good about are Adisa Isaac and Jason Awe. Both of these guys, you've heard nothing but good things from them. They both are super talented. Awe is a total freak of nature. Isaac was able to show some really impressive burst last year, and now he's coming back. These are two guys that got playing time last year and look like they've got a chance to really make a big leap this year. I mean, I think those are the three guys that we'll hear the most about in obvious passing downs. And then you've got the fifth-year guy in Shane Simmons, who's going to continue to try to battle and finish his career strong. Maybe Smith Vilbert is a guy that will get in the mix as well. But I think it'll be a lot of Shaka Toney, a lot of Adisa Isaac, and a lot of Jason Awe. I think that's a pretty talented trio.
It is. Now, how about, are there any young guys that the names that the normal fan hasn't heard of yet that you see sneaking into the rotation?
Well,
either place, tackle or defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys would be Hakeem Beamon and as well as Adisa Isaac. I don't see any of the true freshmen, Fatorma Moba, Cole Brevard, or Brevard, Bryce Mastella. I don't really see any of the true freshmen getting in the mix. I don't think any of them were dominant enough to think that they'd be capable of beating some of these older guys out.
Okay, real quick, your grade for the defensive line.
8.2.
All right, very good. At least it was an 8.1. Stick around, quarter number three, we're going to do Ask Ross.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.